It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore.
Perseverance. That is what comes to my mind when I think of Carrollton Trojan Ross Martin. He is the only senior on the boys' tennis team. After graduation decimated the team last year, Martin was suddenly the graybeard and was surrounded by freshmen. Could he have thrown in the towel? Sure. Did he? No. Why? I tell you what you do. You go watch him and his Kitty Corps as they play in the second round of the state playoffs next week and ask him why he stuck it out. Speaking of tennis playoffs, the Trojan girls annihilated Loganville and are chomping at the bit for a shot at defending state champion Chamblee. Bremen's storybook season came to a hard end against Pace Academy. Central's girls continued their march to a state title by defeating Gilmer County. I was umpiring in Woodland yesterday when a guy said, "Hey, Jetmore, Harrelson County girls are defending state slow pitch champions." After three victories yesterday, they are still defending state slow pitch champions. Today, they will play the winner of Oconee County and Franklin County for the title. Baseball results, Harrelson County destroyed Murray County and Bremen lost to Adairsville. So, what does all that mean? Well, since Calhoun won yesterday, they and Adairsville are still tied for the second place. Harrelson County greatly enhanced their playoff chances. However, they play Cohala Creek tomorrow and at home Friday against Calhoun. Should they win out, this will put enormous pressure on Bremen to secure a playoff berth for themselves. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to Local Afternoon Sports.